What's going on, y'all? Soul on Sports here, baby. Super Bowl 55 is upon us. Didn't think we'd make it through all the issues, man. I'm the one that said the season was going to be over by Halloween. Boy, was I wrong. And I'm glad I was wrong. I mean, this coronavirus has been taking over the world. I thought it was going to take over the NFL, have them shut it down. But somehow, applause to the NFL. They got it done. They figured it out. How to make it through it. It wasn't easy. They had a lot of delays. They had football games on Tuesday and Wednesday. You know, 3 days rest. Some guys had two or three bye weeks. It was a lot going on, but they made it, man. I'm shocked. Didn't think we would get to this point, but we're here, baby. And we might as well get into it. And we got Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes. Man, it's going to be something to watch, baby. I know we all, everyone talks about the quarterbacks, the quarterbacks, the quarterbacks. Because if you don't have a quarterback, you ain't got no team. The quarterback's going to be the guy that's going to have to get it done for you when you need to get it done. Everybody and their mama trying to get a quarterback. So if you got one, hold on to them. Just like when you got yourself a good woman, don't let her go. Because if you let her go, there's not many of them out there, man. But people think the grass is green on the other side. We don't have a quarterback. On the other side, it ain't no grass. It's red clay. So without a quarterback, hang it up. And these two teams have quarterbacks. We got Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. They're not the entire team. You still need defense, offensive line, all that other stuff. But they are very important. Name me a team that had a sorry quarterback and won the Super Bowl. And they don't have many of them. We got a few teams that won Super Bowls with subpar quarterback play here and there. But for the most part, you got to have that signal caller to get it done. And these two teams definitely have that in their locker room. Let's break this down, y'all. Okay, Tom Brady got 6 Super Bowls, man. He got more rings. He's stacking up rings, man. He's like a hoarder. He's hoarding all these rings. Right now he has 6. He's trying to go for 7. That will put, most NFL teams don't even have as many playoff wins as this man has on his own. The playoff wins, the Super Bowls. The AFC championship games. Then he goes from the AFC all those years, 20 years. Then he goes over to the NFC and goes straight to the Super Bowl during a national pandemic where there's no preseason, no real practice. And he goes right to the Super Bowl his first year. Who would have thought it? Say what you want to say about Tom Brady. He was on the team with a bunch of cheaters. He deflated footballs. They recorded practices. He's a champion. Can't take that away from him. They should have a few times. Some of the things I think New England did, but they didn't. See, look at the history books. Tom Brady's got 6 Super Bowls, working on number 7. Haven't told you who I think is going to win yet. But he's trying to get number 7. It's going to be a very interesting game because Kansas City, they played early this year, man. And Tyreek Hill dominated that football game. I do believe that week in fantasy football, the guy I was playing against had Tyreek Hill. And it didn't go so well for me. I think my man had 200-something yards receiving in the first half. They didn't double team him. They didn't triple team him. They didn't jam him at the line. They didn't do nothing. They just let him run all over that defense. They didn't win by much, but they still won. End of the day. And Tampa Bay's defense is playing much better than they were early in the year. Their secondary is playing better. Their D-line is playing outstanding. They got back. They got Devin White, their linebacker. He's back for injury and Corona leave, whatever you want to call it. All that other stuff, but he's back and that defense is playing well. Like I said, they made enough plays against Aaron Rodgers, enough plays against who else did they beat in the NFC? They beat Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers. They beat Drew Brees from New Orleans Saints, and they beat the Washington football team. What's crazy about that, man, the toughest challenge they had was to get Washington in the first round. Who would have thought that was going to happen? We thought that'd be the team they walk through and have struggles then on. But no, they had those struggles early, and that defense clicked and start playing some good football from then on. So Tampa Bay is definitely going to be a team that going to have give Kansas City a good football game, you know. And on the other hand, you look at Kansas City's football team, and no one talks about their defense. But Kansas City's defense, man, is playing so much better. They played the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game, and the Buffalo was rolling. They put them things on Baltimore, they put them things whoever else they played in the regular season. But Kansas City found a way to shut them down. Kansas City's defense is very underrated. It's overshadowed. Now that word's used a lot. But their defense is overshadowed by that great offense that Kansas City has. But their defense is doing their job as well. Their D-line's playing well. Secondary's playing well, shutting down wide receivers. They struggled a little bit on stopping the run. Don't know if that's going to be enough to not make them win the football game. But you never know, man, when a team has a good running game like Tampa Bay has with Leonard Fournette and other guys, that can really control a football game. You can control a football game with a running game like no other, man. Seeing it so many times over and over again, the team take control on that run, on the running side of the game, and the game is over because they can't stop the run. And then you got Tom Brady. If they do decide they want to stack the box, you got Tom Brady and those receivers. Ooh, man, this is a matchup. Kansas City got Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins. Is he going to play? I don't know, because they got Hartman. You know what he can do on the return game and as a receiver. Oh, man, this game is full of great players. And this is what we want, man. We deserve a great Super Bowl. All the things we've gone through as a fan of the sport this year, with the drama, with the coronavirus, and so many of the things that's going on this year. This game deserves to be finished off with serious fireworks at the end of the season, because it's been crazy, man. Man, I've gone back and forth on this game. I don't know who I'm going to pick. I've said, at first I was thinking, man, Tampa Bay, they're playing first team to ever play at home in the Super Bowl. But the only advantage they have is that they're playing at home because there's no fans per se in the stadium. There's a few fans. I think they're allowed 25%, but the 25% aren't going to be Tampa Bay fans. So that don't mean anything. And that don't mean anything anyway, because Kansas City is, I believe, they're undefeated on the road. So what difference does that make? Nothing at all. A good football team can win anywhere. When you're a good team, it don't matter where you play. You can play in their gym, your stadium, their stadium, in the backyard, at the local middle school. It don't matter. When you're good, you're good. You can win anywhere. And Kansas City is good, and so is Tampa Bay. They prove they can go on the road and win in Green Bay. Not an easy place to win. Even with no fans, still tough, because you got to deal with Aaron Rodgers, and they went up there in the Lambeau, and they took care of business. Give them credit for that. They deal with, you hear the birds chirping? It's right there in the backyard. But it's good stuff, man. It's going to be a very interesting football game. I know I use that word a lot, but I'm going ahead and go ahead and tell you right now what I think. I'm getting into some basketball here in a minute. I got Kansas City winning this football game 35-30. The MVP of the Super Bowl will be Travis Kelce. Write it down, y'all. Record it. Write it on a piece of paper, sticky note, text message to somebody. Travis Kelce will win the MVP of the Super Bowl. I do believe he'll have 2 receiving touchdowns, and I think he'll have a running touchdown. That's right, down the goal line, I think he'll get a running touchdown. That's my prediction for the Super Bowl and the MVP. They're saying all this other stuff about Tom Brady. Tom Brady's a great player, man. Tom Brady didn't play well in that championship game. He had 3 interceptions. But when you're going to have an interception, he had him on the other side of the field. They were kind of like punts. The team didn't do anything with him. So it didn't hurt that much. We still threw three picks. And I think the difference in this game could be the defense from Kansas City. I do believe their defense is underrated. They could actually hold Tampa Bay to less than 30 points. It wouldn't shock me either. I got 35-30 because I think, you know, Tom Brady. He's going to make a run at the end of the game. But all that being said, man, I cannot root against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid right now. Andy Reid's going through it with his son. Issues he's having with his son right now. Got into a car accident. I believe he was there saying he may have been drunk or under any influence or whatever. But he's a professional. He's going to go to Miami. Tampa Bay, I'm sorry. They're going to go down to Tampa Bay and take care of business. And I got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes winning their second Super Bowl together and possibly building a dynasty down there. So that's my prediction on the Super Bowl. I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to it. I already got my food marinating. I'm going to do the big cook-off thing tomorrow. It's going to be some good stuff. NBA, man. Ooh, man, the NBA is crazy. They've been having issues with the virus too, man. Players been missing games. Teams have been missing games because of all this stuff that's been going on. They got a long season ahead of them. The NBA decided when the season started, we're only going to schedule half of the season. And then after that, we'll schedule the other half. Just so, we don't make too much of it. But you're going to schedule an All-Star game? Why are we having an All-Star game? You're already having the issues with players, with the close contact with this player and this people here and there. Why are you going to get all these players from all these different cities and put them in one city to play a meaningless basketball game for entertainment purposes? This is the year to scrap the All-Star game. I know the players, you know, they've always, you know, the All-Star game has been a big thing in the NBA. This is not the year to have it. Get rid of it. There's no fans going to be there anyway. We're watching on TV, but who cares, man? Just get through the season. The regular season and the playoffs are the only thing I'm concerned myself with. So hopefully they will listen to me or somebody else to tell them they focus on getting this All-Star game in for some reason. But if you bring all these players together, and Atlanta is where they're going to have it. We know Atlanta don't care about the virus. I'm not saying they don't, but they've been open. I'm not saying no one does, but they've been open up like as if there's no big deal. And they've been doing their thing. And, man, can you imagine what's going on down there? All the NBA players down there, and they're going to have a strip club open and blah, blah, blah. Oh, man, it's asking for trouble. I wouldn't do it. I would just scrap it. I'm sorry. I said scratch. I would go ahead and scrap the All-Star game this year and then say, hey, man, next year we'll have it and we'll make it even bigger and better. But the NBA is probably going to do it. To me, it's a bad idea. All they've been saying, man, LeBron got into it in Atlanta with a fan that was sitting baseline at the Atlanta Hawks game. Like I said, Atlanta, man, they allow fans in the stadium. Some teams are here and there, but Atlanta's allowing fans in the stadium. Not only are they allowing fans in the stadium, but they are sitting courtside. Why in the hell are we allowing fans to sit courtside during a pandemic? It's bad enough we're playing sports, but you're going to allow fans to come in the stadium, okay, sit up in the stands. You can still watch the game. But no, they're allowing these people to sit down on the floor. This lady got into it with LeBron. See, she said LeBron cussed her husband out, blah, blah, blah. She got into it with him. She had a mask down. She was yelling at him, cussing, screaming, blah, blah, blah. She got kicked out. It's a mess. It shouldn't have been going on. Shouldn't have been there. Not that anybody cares what I think, but I'm giving my opinion. And I don't think if you're not going to allow all the teams to have fans, I know it's a statewide thing. Different states have different rules. If you're not going to allow fans to come to the game, just don't allow any fans. Treat it as if it's a bubble. Like you did last year in the bubble down there in Orlando. Treat it the same, man, because then you'll be better off that way. Because right now, having fans at a basketball game, you're talking about alcohol. We're talking about feelings getting caught. We're talking about people pulling their mask off, people cussing and yelling. It's a bad idea. People forget about it when they're watching their team play. Just like yet tomorrow when the Super Bowl comes up, people going to want to have the Super Bowl parties. Terrible idea. You're going to get together. You're going to try to do the right thing, but the game's going to go on. You're going to let your guard down just like all of us regular human beings do. You're going to pull your mask off. You're going to be drinking. You're going to be hugging each other. Oh, man, look at that play. High-fiving. Not using your sanitizer. Just stay home with the family that you live with and be done with it. Just stay safe. And Lord, hoping we can have a Super Bowl party next year. Just forget about it this year, man. It is what it is. You got it on TV. Watch the game. This year, we just can't have a party. But anybody going to listen to old Soul on Sports, Gerald Glenn? I don't think so. But they should. I might not know a lot, but I know enough. All right, y'all. Those are my thoughts, man, on the NFL. Like I said, Super Bowl, I got Kansas City beating Tampa 35-30. Good football game. Down to the wire. Wouldn't shock me if Kansas City got that last second drive to win that game. We'll see. And I'll talk a little bit of the NBA and the drama with the girls side, court side, messing with LeBron and the Lakers. And they're trying to have an all-star game. What's the point? All right, y'all. Those are my thoughts, man, on everything that's going on. This is Soul on Sports. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday, y'all. I'm out.